the body from toxin or unhealthy substance. Detoxing is to rid the body from toxin or unhealthy substances. Watch this. Toxin is poison, venomous, destructive forces, harmful, environmentally unfriendly, fatal, deadly, and lethal. How many of you know we've got some toxins in our body? We've got some stuff in us that's trying to destroy us. How many of you know what I'm saying is true? You've got the enemy that's trying his hardest to take you out, and he's pouring in all kind of toxins into your body. Each and every day that we live and breathe and watch TV and listen to stuff and talk to people, we get toxins inside of us. And I'm here this morning to tell you that it's time. Say it's time. To detox. We must get this stuff. We must get these toxins out of us. I got to get it out of me daily. Why? So that I can receive what God has for me. How many of you know you can't keep receiving more of God if you're full of these toxins, and we allow these toxins to take away the joy of the Lord? If he takes away, if the devil comes in and tries to take away your joy, too many of us are walking around sad and miserable and complaining and whining and wanting more of the world and wanting more of the stuff, wanting more of the stuff that's toxic. That's pouring in stuff that's not, we don't need. How many of you know there's a lot of people committing suicide these days that's trying their hardest to find that thing in their life that they just can't find? Because they're trying all of the stuff. They're trying all of these things. And I'm here to tell you that they won't satisfy. How many of you know? How many of you experienced it? You know that the stuff, the things just will not satisfy. Would you raise your hand, please, and let some folks in here know that you've already tried the stuff and it won't satisfy. Oh, you might get happy for a little while. Oh, you might get excited about, ooh, look what I got. But in the process of time, it takes away and it starts nibbling away. And before you know it, those toxins just start destroying. It's venomous. It's poisonous. It's harmful. And it takes away your joy and your love and your mercy and your compassion that God wants to pour into you. Detoxing. I don't know about you, but I need God. I don't know about you, but I need Jesus. I don't know about you, but I need the Holy Spirit. I need a balanced life. It's amazing how many people want to get caught up with this. We had a lot of these things during our vacation Bible school about the Trinity. And I mean, it's amazing how many people can get caught up in one facet of the Trinity, of the Almighty. Oh, I've got to have God. And other people run around, oh, I've got to have Jesus. And other people, oh, if you don't have the Holy Spirit. And I'm here to tell you, there's a balance in our life that we got to learn, say learn, to maintain. We got to learn how to impart a fresh understanding of God. How many of you know that many things we have been taught are wrong? We're getting caught up into trying to be religious, and God says, come on, I got something better than religion for you. I've got a relationship for you. What a mighty God we serve. We must get the Holy Spirit inside of us. Amen? Excuse me. When we get the Holy Spirit inside of us, guess what happens? He teaches us. He teaches us. He helps us learn how to detox our bodies. He detoxes our thinking. He detoxes our mindset, because the Holy Spirit empowers us with a fresh understanding, of a better understanding of just the same old, same old. Say same old. Sometimes we can get caught up in doing just stuff. I love that Tabitha said, her and Vernon was talking this morning about worshiping, and sometimes we can even come to church and just read the words on the page or just read it and say, oh, well, that was good. But when you worship God in truth and in spirit, when you walk into the presence of the Most High God, when you come into the Holy of Holies, when you sit down and dine with the Father, He gives us a fresh understanding, a fresh anointing, a fresh, watch this, peace. He gives us a fresh peace of heart. That's why when you walk out of church sometimes, you'll say, boy, I just feel so much better when I went to church. How many of you can say that? I feel a little cleaner. I feel a little bit. And that's why the Word says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together so that you can be revived, refreshed, rejuvenated. We need revival in our hearts and minds and in our spirits. God wants us to detox, get the toxins out of our body. Watch this. Matthew chapter 6 and 31 says, Jesus said this, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Or after all these, say things. For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. You know what the Gentiles meant in the Bible, right? It meant the people that are not Christians. It actually said not the Jews. So anybody that wasn't a Jew was a Gentile. So I'm here to tell you, if you're not a Christian, then that's the stuff that the Gentiles think of. That's the thing that the world, I'll just say world instead of Gentiles, okay? That's the thing that the world tries to impart to us and make us feel like we're out of place. It's toxic. It's toxins, and it's trying to take away and destroy. Watch this. All these things the Gentiles seek for you. Heavenly Father knows. How many of you know He knows you need something to eat, something to drink, and something to wear? He knows that. You know that. But He says, don't seek that first. Watch this. But first seek the kingdom of God. Oh, here's my favorite one. And His righteousness. And all these, say things. All these things shall be added to you. Now, you know, sometimes you ever just read and you really want to find out what something means. Well, I kind of did a little research on this word thing. I was like, Lord, what are you saying here? All of these things will be added. Is it the water? Is it the food? Is it the stuff? Is it the clothes we wear? No, it's more than that. It's the mentality of that. It's the mentality of the stuff. It's not just thinking. It's not just thinking. See, it's like that word that sometimes we let me fix my teeth here. Sometimes we think and believe that the Word says things like this. Watch this. It's money that's the root of all evil. No. Go back and read it. It's a love of the money. It's the thought. It's the mentality behind it. So the idea here is the Lord will give us all of these things will be added to us. How many of you know God wants to change our thinking towards that stuff? He wants us to know that, guess what? It's not just about the things. I got so much more for you in store. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Huh? Sufficient is the day. Sufficient is the day. Sufficient is of the day is its own troubles. How many of you know that there's troubles to your left, to your right? There's troubles all around us. How many of you know if you get caught up and worried about all those troubles, which we do, we get caught up and we get toxic. We get toxic. We get infected with all these things. Watch this. Anxiety. Ooh. Worry. Fear. Time. It's time for us to detox. Listen to this. Proverbs chapter 12. You've heard it. Anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression. Anxiety, fear, worry, doubt. All of these things cause depression. There's a lot of people that's worried and anxious and fearful and oh my. And they're depressed and they're frustrated. The Lord wants to restore joy to you. If that's you this morning, you need some joy in your life. Raise your hand. Lord, you just see your folks, oh God, that's worried and caught up and confused and oh man, there's anxiety in their hearts. Lord, we rebuke that anxiety. We say, be gone in the name of Jesus. Restore to us, Lord, the joy of the Lord. Let us not be caught up with the cares of this world because it's choking us out, Lord. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Watch this. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but, say but, here it comes. The good word makes it glad. Makes what glad? Makes our heart glad. Are you glad? Is your heart glad? There's a lot of people that's got a smile on their face, but their hearts are not glad. I don't know about you. I'm not a big TV watching guy, a fan, but especially now that I don't have DirecTV. But there's some guy that just committed suicide a week or two ago. Some big
food critic or something like that. Going around, I mean, come on. How bad could a job be to go around tasting food all over the world? What could be possibly wrong? No Jesus. That's what could be wrong. No Jesus. I'm here to tell you, fill your voids. Fill all of the little cracks and crevices and voids in your life with Jesus. And watch. Say watch. Watch what Jesus will do for you. He will pour out His Spirit upon you. He'll bring a good word. Makes it glad. Now, many of us are consumed with getting more things, more money, more stuff. If I could just get, when I get to here, then I'll. It'll never happen because you're always going to need just a little more, a little bit more. If I just had this thing, if I could just get to that place, which none of that stuff, none of it will ever satisfy you. Because the minute you get that, it gets old, then you want something else. How many of you have gotten things that you wanted, and then before you know it, a year later, or 6 months later, maybe 2 weeks later, I don't know, it's old. You no longer want to do that. Then what's the next newest thing? My son, I love him to death. He loves still, I can't believe it, he's 35-ish. How old's Josh? Anybody know? 34? My son, I don't know. He's 34 years old, he's in Texas, and he made this statement the other day on Facebook. He says, I can't believe this Call to Duty game. Anybody know that game? Y'all know that? Call to Duty. He goes, how? He goes, anybody getting tired of that? And I was like, what is he talking about? And he said, yeah, it's the same thing over and over and over, just new graphics. And you know what? This is what the Word says. There's nothing new under the sun. You can get caught up in trying to satisfy yourself, but the minute you get this one licked, they got another one. I learned when I was like 16 on the game Space Invaders. Y'all, nobody ever remembers that one, huh? Man, I thought I was great. And I still lost. I still got to the bottom and they killed me. And I learned, I said, you know what? I can never defeat this. Because no matter how good you get, it's going to defeat you. And no matter how much you get in your life, it's going to defeat you if you keep allowing the stuff to penetrate you. If you still think that if I get to this next level, if I get to this bank account number, if I get to this car, if I get to this house, if I get to this spouse, if I get to this, then everything is going to be wonderful. No, because you're still going to be looking for more. It's never going to satisfy you, but I'm going to give you a hint. Watch this. Life is not about what you can get. It's not about what you have. I mean, it's not about what you can have. It's not about what you can get, but it's about who you have inside of you. Amen? It's about who you have. This is the key to life. Watch this. Did God enter your heart? Do we have God in our heart? Do we have Jesus? Do we have the Holy Spirit? If you got the Trinity of God inside of you, then you've got the keys to death, hell, and the grave. You got keys to life. You got things that'll unlock doors that nobody else can open. You got keys that'll get you into places that you could never get into by yourself. God wants to inspire you to hear His Word and speak it. Say, speak it. Don't hold it back. He's encouraged you. He's blessed you. He's poured into you. He's trusted you with the treasures of heaven. Do you know how valuable Jesus is? I think many of us today don't have a clue of the true value of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit in our life. Because if we did, we surely would be better than we are. If we truly knew how good God was. I made this statement quite a few years ago. We do the things we do because we believe the things we believe. When we believe that God is truly God, then we wouldn't do some of the things we do. What? Let that sink in. You might want to write that one. Excuse me. What? Watch this. Paul said to the church at Galatia, in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 11, But I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which was preached by me, not according to man. What? Listen to that. Not according to man, for neither I received it from man nor taught it.
I never received it from God, nor did I from man, nor did I teach it. But I received it from who? Jesus, the Holy Spirit. And there's too many of us running around from church to church, from believer to believer, from thing to thing, trying to get more of what God got in store for us by man. We waiting for some preacher to lay hands on us and anoint us with, you know what? Don't know. I just want it. Shake my head, Pastor. Pour oil on me, Pastor. Believe, Lord of holy water. I'm here to tell you that we serve a risen Savior. We serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We serve the Almighty God who has already died on the cross so that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And that He sent His Holy Spirit, say Holy Spirit, so that we can receive right from the throne of God. We don't need a man to lay his hand on us and shake it. Come on! Too many of us are running around looking for an exterior Jesus. I'm telling you, He's an internal God. I'm going to get to that in a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself. Too many of us Christians are looking for a person or a church to fill our needs. And I'm here to tell you that you'll never find a preacher that's going to do it the way you think it should be done. You're never going to find a church that's going to do it just how you would like it. Oh, you can keep searching. But I'm here to tell you it's time for the body of Christ to rise up and become the body of Christ. No matter where you are, that's where church is. Hallelujah. You impart. You be filled. It doesn't matter what somebody else is doing. It doesn't matter what else is going on. Let me focus in on Jesus. Say focus. On Jesus. Oh, we need 3 steps. So if I could just get those 3 steps, then I'd have an understanding. Here you go. You ready for them? Here they are. Watch this. Ask, seek, and knock. There's your best 3 steps you'll ever find. Quit trying to find 10 steps of this, 8 steps, 6 steps, 5 steps. They got preachers trying all kinds of steps. They stepping all over the place. And oh, we writing down our little notes and we going, oh, if I could just do these steps, then I'd have it. Then I could get it. Whew. All I got to do is apply them. We take them home. We read them. We study them. But we don't inhale them. We don't get them inside of us. You see, because most of all of those steps are really good steps. I'm not trying to belittle any of the steps that they're telling us to take. But most of us won't take the steps necessary to live with Jesus. Say, with Jesus. We want that external Jesus. Just anoint me, Lord. Just get me by today so I'll do what I want to do tomorrow. But, Lord, I'm frustrated. I'm tired. I'm aggravated. Lord, just give me some special oil. I always said this many times when folks would come see me in my office. And I told him, I said, point blank, I hate to tell you this. I said, but I have no pixie dust for you. I have no magic wand. I don't even have special oils to pour on you. But what I do have is the Word of God. And what I do have is the understanding of the Word of God. And that's where we and you need to be. We need the understanding of the Word of God. And when we get the understanding, when we know who Jesus is, we no longer can be the same. Never could I ever back up and be the same person I used to be. Because I know what was back there. And I don't want to even look back. There's times in my life where people and friends, that old friends show up and I'm thinking, the minute I see their face, I can remember some things that I did. Anybody? And you went, oh my gosh. Thank you, Jesus, for deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit, that Lord, that allowed me to get up out of the miry clay. Watch this. Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened up to you. Watch this. For everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, and he who knocks, it will be opened. Now, is the Word of God the Word of God? Is this truth? Is it in your Bible? Are we? Don't answer this part, okay? Because I don't want to get nobody in trouble. Are we asking? Are we seeking? And are we knocking? If we were, we would not be doing some of the things we're doing. If we were truly asking, truly seeking, oh, we might be going, oh, God, help me through this situation. Oh, hey, I'm not making fun of you if you're crying and weeping, because I think you should. There's been many a nights during the last 2 years of my life, I wept and cried in my bed and asked God why. And I'm not making fun of you. But it takes more than just asking and seeking and knocking. It takes truly repentance. It takes true repentance. It takes true asking. It takes true seeking. It takes true knocking. Where was I? Ask, seeking, and knocking. You see what I'm saying? It's about our mindset, not just about the words that come out of our mouth. Because how many of you know too many of us talk way too much? You know I do. I'm sorry. Ask, seek, and knock. Watch this. This is not a one-time experience, but it's an ongoing. You got to ask and keep asking. You got to knock and keep knocking. You got to seek and keep seeking. Somebody help me. I'm struggling. Ask, seek, and knock, and find out. Have you ever heard the story of the woman at the well? Watch this. We're going to go there real quick. Watch John chapter 4 and 14. But watch what Jesus told her. He said, whoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. Whoever drinks of this water that I shall give him will never, say never. Have you really truly asked, seeked, and knocked? If you have, and if you're really finding out that God is pouring out fresh oil, He's pouring out water. He's pouring out something that will quench your thirst. He will fill your heart with joy. You can wake up every day instead of saying, good God, it's morning. You'll be saying, God, it's a glorious day. Look at the day. Look what you have made. Lord, you're a good... Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to get up another day. A lot of people that's over 50 years... They're thanking God every day. They're getting up. Hallelujah, Jesus. One more day. Woo, made it. I woke up and I wasn't dead yet. We thanking Jesus. I got a kick out of somebody I was talking to this morning. They said their child is like all of a sudden, you know, it's like they're learning and they're maturing and they're starting to understand things, and they're coming back and they're saying, wow, mom, you know, look at this having to happen. And mom's going like, wow, look, child, you finally got it. How many of you know it took us a while too? Just some of us a little denser than others. Some of us a little more hard-headed. Sometimes the Lord has to work on us a little different, because some of us have been through things that hardened a shell up around us, and God's been tapping and cracking and trying to get through our hard shell and our hard things that we've been through in our past that brings toxins in, and we have not allowed ourselves to detox that stuff out. It keeps coming back up. Do you know? It keeps coming back up. And all of a sudden you thought, wow, I thought I got rid of the Lord. I asked you for deliverance from the Lord. Why? Because it's a continuous, ongoing relationship. It's not about a one-time fix. How many of you got a mechanical item and that you have to work on every now and then? Things break. Many of us break down and we need repairs. We need detoxing. John chapter 4, whoever drinks this water shall never thirst again, but I shall give him, watch this, will become in him a fountain of water springing up. When we are revived, when we're refreshed, when we truly seek God's face, we walk around and we can't help but smile, because we know that God is on our side. I should say, we know that we're on God's side. Amen? And He's leading God and directing our path. And when you're in the presence of God, and when you're in His will, and when we're doing what we know we should be doing instead of being toxic. When we're toxic, people know we're toxic. Have you ever seen people when you're coming to you and all of a sudden you went, uh-oh. Let me hurry up. Let me go the other way. Because they're toxic. But when there comes somebody in, they bring in the joy of the Lord with them. You're like, hey, brother, what's going on? You want to talk to them. You want to share with them. Why? Because they're not toxic. They're not trying to bring you down. Well, I've been through this and I've been through that. Pray with me, brother. Well, how long you been drinking? 52 years. I can't stop it. Keep going. You think it's going to help? Excuse me. How many of you know the stuff will not satisfy, but the Spirit, oh, the Spirit of God will. But we have to detox. We have to go after it. I'm going to get to that in just a minute. Watch this. But we must go to the source. You see, the spring, the well. We got to go get that water. We've got to go after it because you know what? God's pouring it out upon all flesh. But if we don't get under where the spout is, we're not getting it. People can come and sit right here in a church service and somebody right next to them could be going, oh my gosh, you are so good. Hallelujah, Jesus. You touched my heart and soul this morning. You brought joy to me. And somebody right next to him said, hey, babe, where are we going for lunch? I think we should go eat Chinese. How about you? I know I want some Popeye's chicken. Yeah, I have to let you know, just in case you don't know, I got Popeye's chicken. Like, I haven't had Popeye's chicken in a year. All right, 6 months. Okay. All right, maybe 2 weeks. No. We must go to the source. We must go to the source. We must go to the source and get it for ourselves. That's why you've been to church and you're dissatisfied with preachers and somebody's been wounded and hurt and a brother and an elder and a cousin and a... Let it go. Say, let it go. Let it go. Repent. Ask for forgiveness. If they offended you, ask them. Say, hey, brother, you offended me. You know, that's what we're supposed to do. If we're offended, go to the brother. Hey, man, you made me mad. I'm going to forgive you, but now I need you to tell me that you're sorry. Well, you ain't sorry? Well, okay, then. I'll just leave you alone in your own pity and frustration. I'm going to be delivered. Hallelujah. You see, you can't make anybody do anything. You can't change somebody else's opinion of you. Oh, we try. But I'm here to tell you, leave it alone. Get away from it. Repent. You do what you got to do and make sure that your relationship with the Father. Say, Father! How many of you know that's where the relationship needs to be? Continue in a continuous, ongoing relationship. Two men of us, again, are looking for that external Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit in me. Say, in me. It's the Holy Spirit in me. Watch this. Watch what Jesus said in John chapter 17. You might want to write this down because God's going to talk to your heart if you'll go back and read this. John chapter 17. Watch this. Excuse me. I do not pray for these alone. Jesus is praying. But also for those who will believe in me through thy word. We got to believe in Jesus. That they all may be one. What? As you, Father, are in me, and I in you. That they also might be one in us. Say in us. Now say in me. Now how many of you know we need Jesus in us? We need the Holy Spirit in us. We need God in our lives. That the word that the world, see, the world's looking. And if they don't see Jesus in us, they're going to look somewhere else. So it's up to us to make sure that we get Jesus in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. You know, sometimes we bring empty words into people's lives and we think in those words are going to accomplish. Oh, we can be wise. We can. Ooh, I studied the word and I understand all about revelations and I can tell you about the beast and I can tell you about this and I can tell you about that. But I can't stand that brother that lives around the corner from me. Uh-oh.
there's something. Bob is right behind me. We got problems if we can't love one another. You see, we've got a problem. You see, we want to talk about revelations and the beast and the signs and the wonders, and we want all these miracles in our life. Oh, but I'm not going to do what God told me to do, is love my neighbor as I love myself. What? You see, there's something wrong with my doctrine. There's something wrong with my understanding. There's something wrong with the way I think if I can't love. Love covers a multitude of sin. That we also might be one, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I give them. You see, God's given us His Word, His wisdom, His guidance, so that we can give it to them. Oh, it's not about how much wisdom you got. It's not about, ooh, how smart you are in the Bible. But it's about knowing that somebody's hurting. Knowing, not having a discernment to be able to reach out and just maybe you have to go help somebody cut their grass or clean their house or wash their car or put gas in their car or fix a flat or whatever. It's up to us to be involved in the body of Christ. It's not about just getting, ooh, Joe to church. That the world might believe that you sent me, that the glory which you give me, I now give them, that they might be one. Say one. Just as we are one, I say to them that you're in me and that you may and that may be perfect in one. And that the world may know that you have sent me. I have loved them as you have loved me. Do we love each other? Well, I'm trying to love that guy, but you don't understand what he's doing. He's got this issue, and he's got these problems, and that's why God sent you to him, because he wants you to love him through it. Say through it. Aren't you glad somebody loved you through it? Maybe it was a parent. Maybe it was a brother. Maybe it was a son of a gun. I don't know, but God does, and so do you. I'm going to give you an assignment to read Galatians, the whole book, especially chapter 3. But you should go back and read the book of Galatians. You'll get a little bit deeper understanding of that. And I pray and believe that God's going to inspire you to do so. Romans chapter 10 and 13 says this. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord might be saved. Again, it's one of these understandings. The word says that whoever calls, I'm going to say calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But too many people just thinking, well, if I just say Jesus, seven times. No, that ain't going to work. I'm here to tell you what is going to work. When we change the way we think, when we get the Word of God in our heart and in our mind and in our soul. Psalms chapter 86, chapter 5, verse 5, 86, 5. For you, Lord, are good. Yes, He is. And ready to forgive. Say ready. God is good and He's ready to forgive. And the abundance in mercy to all those who call upon the Lord. Have you called upon the Lord lately? Have you called upon Jesus? Do you know that He is good and merciful? Do you know we're supposed to be merciful? Do you know He has an abundance of mercy? Aren't you glad He's got an abundance of mercy? He don't get tired of you saying, here I am again, God. I'm so sorry. Aren't you glad? I know I am. I mean, you know, there's stuff that just gets us toxic. You know, you ever hang around people and the toxins wear off and rub all over you? Anybody get toxified? Is that a word? Get toxified. You get all toxed up. It's time for us to detox. It's time for us to be in the presence of the Most High God. Psalms 145 and 18. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, and all who call upon Him in truth. You see, that's what I was saying. You see, it's more than just, you know, saying words. And even thinking thoughts. We've got to change our mindset of what we have allowed
to bring toxins in and say, it's time for me to detox. Detox. Get away from this stuff. Oh, Jesus. Are we calling in truth? Do we read our Bibles? Do we understand that reading the Word of God brings revelation of who He is? The revealing of Jesus Christ to our hearts and minds and souls when we read the Bible. 2 Timothy 2 and 21 says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself, watch this, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself or detoxifies from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. How many of you know we need to start preparing for good works? We got to learn to detox. We got to clean ourselves. This is where I said it's our responsibility to go get it. But watch what it says. For, therefore, if anyone here cleanses who? Himself. You know what the verse never tells us to do? Is go clean somebody else up. I don't know about you. Can anybody tell me a scripture anywhere where it tells us to go clean somebody else up? You know, I mean, he tells us to go witness. I agree. He tells us to go bear testimony. I agree. But does he say go clean up somebody else's life? Anybody? I can't remember or recall a scripture ever that says it. That was just a true question. I'm just saying I don't remember it. But I'm here to tell you, I don't think it's in there. But he does say to clean ourselves up. He does say look at ourselves. He does say examine ourselves. He does say judge those who labor amongst us. Watch out for those who labor amongst you. I do say he says that. But watch this. You'll be a vessel of honor, sanctified, useful for the master, prepared. Say prepared. For every good work. Watch what it says here. Free also useful lust. Huh? And pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace. Detox those. With those who are called. You see, this is, watch this, what it says. I didn't read, I mean, you know, how you ever read scriptures and then different words stick out? Watch this. Listen to what this says real quick. Flee also youthful lust and pursue righteousness, love, peace with those. Did you ever read that? With those who are called on the Lord, who call on the Lord in a pure heart. So we are to fellowship with one another. We are to associate with the body of Christ. We are to gather together. Listen to that. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, with those who are called on the Lord by pure heart. But avoid, stay away from, don't go be mixed up with, avoid foolish and ignorant disputes. Have you ever seen somebody arguing with about Jesus? Have you ever seen anybody discuss, well, you don't know what you're talking about. My God, yeah, I got a scripture to prove it. Let me show you right here. My Bible says this. And before you know it, these guys are angry with each other trying to discuss Bible. What is going on? We got Pharisees and Sadducees going on. Let me show you what my understanding of this word is. Avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that it generates what? Getting involved in all of that kind of stuff just generates strife. Oh, my goodness. Do we love that brother? No, I'm going to prove I'm right. He's going to go to hell because of the way he thinks. Come on now. I love it when Paul talks to the Corinthians. Watch this. 1 Corinthians 2 and 1 says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come in excellence of speech, nor with wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. I determined. You see, because we can get caught up in all kind of silly discussions and silly disputes. And how many of you know that God has revealed something to you that probably He didn't reveal to me yet? Anybody here realize that? How many of you know that God has revealed something that He didn't reveal to you yet? You see, it's a process. It's about understanding that God is a good God. He's a merciful God. He is a sovereign God. And He will pour out exactly what you need, say I need, when you need it. Don't try to compare yourselves by yourselves. The Bible says that's foolish. Don't get caught up in COVID. Well, I know more of Scripture than that one knows. Glory to God. Paul says, I am determined to know, to know anything amongst you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Oh, you can get caught up in trying to figure out and describe when the last day is going to be, and boo, if we just do this and then we're going to have a miracle, and if we pray here and if we do that, I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. Hallelujah! And when we come to that understanding, and when we come to that wisdom, and when we come to that knowledge, that is the deepest revelation you'll ever experience in your life. Because it'll change you. It'll change you when we experience it. When we actually allow ourselves to be detoxed from all of this stuff that the world has dumped on us, that the different people has dumped on us. Just get before God. Spend some time in prayer and spend some time fasting and spend some time in His presence. Oh my goodness. Spend some time with Him and watch how much God will just start revealing Himself to you. And He's going to do something for you. He's going to do something for you. And many times what He does for you is not for Bob. It's not for Lynn. It's just for you. So just enjoy the presence of God. And you don't have to go prove what God just revealed to you to somebody else. You know why? Because if you're trying to prove it, you're not sure that it happened. You see, I don't have to prove anything to anybody. I know what God said to me. I know what God spoke to my heart about. Hallelujah. Do you know that He's speaking to you right now? Do you know He's opening a door for you right now? As these words are coming out of my mouth, the Holy Spirit's pouring out a fresh anointing for you. Are you ready to receive what God has for you? Do you know that you can't go get this? You can't buy this no matter how much money you got. You'll never find another drug, another sexual partner, another whatever you want to try. It'll never satisfy you what God will do. It will never bring you to the place of paradise in Jesus. Speaking of paradise, I want to run to another scripture. Here, I'm going to hit Luke real quick. Luke 16:10 says, He who is faithful in least will be also faithful in much. He who is unjust in the least will also be unjust in much. Seize your opportunity. Live every day like it was your last day. Understand that you never promised tomorrow. So live today doing what you know God's called you to do. Watch this. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 5. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do your first works, or else I'll come to you quickly and remove your lampstand. How many of you know God's talking to our hearts today? I don't know if you remember, but back in January, I said this about the body of Christ. We're coming to a deeper revelation, a deeper responsibility as the body of Christ. We're coming to a deeper understanding that God's not going to play around anymore. He's cleaning house. He's coming through and He's looking for a bride that is spotless and white. He's looking for a body that'll stand up and say, I don't care if there's three people here. If we love, do you know Jesus had 12 and He changed the world? I'm here to tell you that the world, it's time for us to prepare. Don't let God come and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. For the first works, I don't know about you, but my first works were telling other people about Jesus and what Jesus did for me. I'll tell you what they didn't want to hear. They didn't want to hear about another church or another person or another person's problems. Oh, well, you know, I know people that would talk about, well, my church is good, but they do this, that, and the other. Our church is good. I like Jesus, but my church, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. But boy, that elder over there, he does this, that, and the other. Quit talking about each other. Pray for them. Amen. If God's given you the revelation to see things that's in people's lives, that's problems, it's given you a revelation for a purpose. to pray for them, to love them through it, to pull them up and say, come on, let me help you up out of that, buddy. If you ain't ready, this is what I said. This I said this probably 25 years ago because I was really poor. And I used to wear some pretty poor clothes. And I wore my best of hair. And I had people, a few people make fun of it. And a few people, I told them, I said, well, you can go, you can give me some clothes. You don't have to talk about my holes in my knees. You can go ahead and give me some clothes. I could use some. You know what? It's time for us to reach out and start blessing some folks. Bless the body. You gotta don't talk about their problems. How many of you know we all got problems? Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad God doesn't reveal them to everybody? Just to those folks that'll diligently pray. Revelations 2 and 7. I'm almost done, y'all. Hang on. To him who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, say overcome. I will give to eat from the tree of life. How many of you ready to start eating from the tree of life? You see, that's what God wants us to do. Watch this. Which is in the midst. Are you ready? Which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Hallelujah. God wants to give you paradise. He wants to give you something to eat on. He wants to give it to you. He doesn't want you to have to go find it somewhere. He don't want you to have to go and say, well, that preacher, he's just not good enough. He don't want you to have to go run down the street. Well, that brother, he was okay, but... No, you go to the throne of God and get it firsthand and eat from the tree of life. Say life. Eat from the tree of life in the midst. Sit right down with God Himself. Jesus and the Holy Spirit want you to come and dine with Him, it says in Revelations. Come and dine with me. Sit down with the presence of the Most High God and watch. Watch the revelation, the revealing of our life. Start unfolding. Start doing what He's called us to do. How many of you know? He may not be calling you to stand behind this pulpit or any other pulpit. But you know what? One of the most important pulpits you'll ever stand behind is the one that's behind your door of your home. When people come in, are you loving people? Are you reaching out? Are you asking them to come have dinner with you? Are you asking them to go? Do you go and talk to them about Jesus? Do you tell them, let me tell you what Jesus did for me. I was a dirty, no good, real rotten scoundrel. But, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. Just in time now, I'm gonna praise His name. I don't care if I can't see. Lift Him up in just the same. You see what I'm talking about? The joy of the Lord. How many of you want to smile a little more? Oh, come on, let's put a smile on our face and tell people about Jesus. Let's stand on our feet and pray. Father, we thank You, Lord, that You've given us the Word to detoxify us, oh God. Lord, to get the toxins out of our lives. Lord, that we'll start living, oh God, a detoxed life. And when the enemy comes in and tries to bring the toxin, the poison, the unfriendly things of the devil to try to destroy us, Lord, we'll see it. And we'll say, you ain't got no authority here. Oh, it may not be proper, but it's right. He don't have the authority to take away the joy of the Lord. Whew. In Jesus' name. Everyone say amen. 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 If you'll be seated one more second, we got to do one more thing before we leave. If all of our fathers would go ahead and stand.